A very good afternoon from the sports team. Well, SA Rugby announced today that the Springboks will be heading back to London this year. They'll face Argentina in their final rugby championship clash at Twickenham, and that one will take place on the 4th of October. The international season will get underway in July when the Springboks take on Italy in two test matches. Venues for those are still to be confirmed. Moving to cricket news, the Proteas face Pakistan tomorrow for a spot in the final of their tri-series. The winner of that one will play New Zealand, who have beaten both Pakistan and the Proteas so far. Heading into tomorrow's match, the Proteas are on a five-match losing streak in ODI cricket. Heinrich Claassen is one of the returning players for the Proteas and says that they're quite familiar with the conditions.
So it's not foreign to us. We've got enough knowledge to, obviously, in test matches and T20 cricket, so something new for us, and the boys played yesterday. For us, it's a nice place to come play again. It's something different that we're not used to, so we're going to look forward to the next game, and then obviously the ICC Champions Trophy.
Then we're going to finish with some football. Man City boss Pep Guardiola has predicted a tough time for his defenders when they come up against Champions League holders Real Madrid tonight. The first leg of their last 16 playoff takes place at the Etihad later this evening. And Guardiola says keeping Vinicius Jr., Rodrigo, Kylian Mbappe and Jude Bellingham quiet over two matches would be quite the achievement.
It's impossible in 90 minutes, 180 minutes or 200 minutes. Depends extra time to control these four players. They are... Everybody knows, so I don't say anything new. They are exceptionals.
Then looking at the fixtures coming up tonight in those playoffs, Brest host Paris Saint-Germain, Juventus are at home against PSV Eindhoven, and then Sporting Lisbon take on Borussia Dortmund. That's all for this hour for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.